Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is warm and sunny today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv will enjoy clear skies, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 4 hours ago, U.S.-Iran war fears grow as fighting escalates around the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. strikes on Iran intensified after an Iranian attack on a container ship in the area left one crew member missing. Also, JNS reports from an hour ago, U.S. military strikes dozens of targets across Iran in the latest round of attacks. For the first time, one-way attack sea drones took part in the operation, according to CENTCOM. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes a stormy night in the Gulf, with hundreds of international flights cancelled. The chaos comes as Iran launched missiles in response to U.S. attacks. Separately, I-24 News, 3 hours back, confirms U.S. CENTCOM completed another round of strikes on Iran. The aim is to degrade Iran's ability to continue attacking international shipping. And finally, from Australian Jewish News, 5 hours ago, an Adelaide Jewish family's home was targeted. The Jewish Community Council of South Australia condemned it as a shocking, cowardly act. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago that U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has died suddenly at 71. His office confirmed he passed away after a brief illness, right after returning from Ukraine. Ynet Global posted earlier today that the U.S. has ended its Iran strikes while Tehran continues to fire. The conflict has caused oil prices to surge and there is damage to Gulf bases. Al Red Alert noted 30 minutes ago that Iran's Revolutionary Guards claimed strikes against Bahrain and Oman. They report targeting U.S. military infrastructure, though these claims remain unverified. Now for more on those stories, starting with the escalating conflict in the Strait of Hormuz. Ynet reports that after an Iranian attack on a container ship left a crew member missing. The U.S. has intensified its strikes on Iran. This incident heightens the risk of a broader military confrontation in the region, affecting global shipping routes. Turning to the U.S. military's strategic moves, JNS highlights that one-way attack sea drones were used against Iran for the first time, marking a new phase in military technology. CENTCOM's actions aim to disrupt Iran's hostile activities, but they also risk drawing the U.S. deeper into regional conflicts. Meanwhile, the chaos in the Gulf affects international aviation. Israel Hayom reports hundreds of flights were cancelled, mainly from Dubai, due to missile exchanges. This disruption underscores the wider economic implications of the conflict, impacting global travel and trade. Moving to the U.S. CENTCOM's objectives. As detailed by I-24 News, their latest strikes aim to weaken Iran's assault capabilities on international shipping. This ongoing military campaign could either deter further aggression or provoke additional retaliation, making the situation extremely volatile. And finally, the attack on a Jewish family in Adelaide. As covered by the Australian Jewish News, this incident reflects rising global antisemitism, sparking concern within the Jewish community. It emphasizes the need for increased security and vigilance in protecting minority communities worldwide. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports an outbreak in Iran has caused oil prices to soar by 4%. This escalation also strengthens the dollar and euro against the shekel, affecting financial markets globally. Separately, Globes reveals that Carrefour looks to flotation after a challenging start. Chairperson Zvika Schwimmer confirms they have reached all their set goals, marking a significant milestone for the company. And finally, CTech notes that Exodigo, an Israeli AI underground mapping startup, has acquired U.S. engineering firm VNA. This deal, estimated at $25 to $30 million, expands Exodigo's capabilities and presence in Southern California's booming infrastructure market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.